Hello and welcome to the regular episodes of Darker Tides, the Carrion Crown actual play podcast. I hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side. Okay, and we're back for part two. Carrion Crown. So in our last part, you guys successfully buried the professor, and you uncovered a few of his books in his last will and testament. So, at this point, you have been offered residence here in the house, and you may do whatever you wish. You have 30 days before you have to leave for Lippestrade University to deliver the books. Does anybody have anything they would like to do within town?
I'd like to read all of the professor's books that I can.
Okay. Is there any particular subject matter that you would like to delve into?
Mostly the necromantic, arcane, darker, or the things that you and I have discussed, the balances between good and evil, Pharazm and Lord Ogre, things like that.
Okay.
History of the, you know, those things, the area and all that.
All right. Well, that's going to be, that's easy enough to do. And so you're going to spend, like, basically the whole time just working in just his house doing that?
Unless I find things from his notes and things that would steer me other places.
Okay.
Just general, you know, academic pursuit knowledge, wherever the, you know, whatever rabbit holes.
You got it down?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm a curious kind of
Day one, I just want to go around town and find out. You get a feel for the area and find out what's...
Okay.
I'd actually like to do that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Villarim, would you like to come with us?
I can. See what we can find out. See what we can talk to.
Okay.
I will specifically be asking people about what they know about the Arrowstone.
And
we are exploring the city.
Okay. Alright.
I will be specifically looking at what threats Lady Kendra might be facing.
Okay.
Since we're staying here to protect her, why do we need to protect her?
We'll go to the tavern.
Not to find out anything, he's just going to the
tavern. Right.
I'm going to go to the brewery.
So the first night, so you guys get up the next day and you go to start doing this. And you hear that something happened in the middle of the night with locals, we'll say. So there's a monument in the center of town that is an honoring to the guards that gave their lives in the fire that happened. As you guys are wandering, those of you that are wandering during the day, so the three of you, there's a lot of people that have been, are fairly agitated in the middle of town. And you find that there's this statue monument at the bottom in, like, scrawled in blood, it looks like, on it. It's a V. There's just a V.
Just a V.
And it's, you know, a couple inches.
Not a five?
No. It looks like a P. If it was a 5, it would have a bar above and below.
I was alluding to the comic book.
Like, there's a bunch of other blood just, like, splashed around all over the statue. So it wasn't just, like, somebody, like, you know, cut themselves and then did it. I mean, there's lots of blood everywhere. You can see the B at the bottom.
Where's the statue up?
It's a memorial to the Harrowstone fire of 4661.
The blood looked fresh.
Yes. From, like, this evening. from like the evening while you guys were up at the house, it happened.
Nobody?
Nobody was seen.
Does it look like there's enough blood here for a human body?
No.
Okay.
No. Small animal, maybe?
I'm sure people see this all the time.
I guess? I don't know, maybe? I mean, it seems a little strange, but hey. You figure it's probably enough for like a wineskin's worth of blood. So like a quart? Or no, a wineskin's a gallon, isn't it? No, half a gallon. 4 pounds.
Approach the populace that are surrounding the monument.
Okay.
I'll glance at the blood, glance at whoever's near me. So, curiosity, does this thing happen often around here?
No, this is the first time this has ever happened. I don't know what's going on. This is horrible.
Has anyone contacted one of the counselors?
No, but the sheriff is on his way.
Who are you?
Yeah. And about that time, the sheriff comes up, and he's a sheriffy-looking man. This gentleman comes walking up in his dark.
You were completely wrong.
Yeah. He is not the... He comes in, and he starts... Of course, he's asking anybody if they've seen anything. Everybody's just like, I have no idea what just came out this morning and is out here. And he's like, well, somebody had to see something, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's just like, no, we really didn't. And so he's, well, I guess we'll just have to, everybody just clear out, I'm gonna take care of this. Everybody just kind of starts to meander back what they were doing. Everybody that's there, go ahead and make a perception check.
I unfortunately rode low, so it's 13.
Okay.
17.
19.
Okay. You notice that anything other than what you see, like, nobody stands out, nothing looks obviously wrong. You know, it's one of those things, like, you know, you're looking to see, well, is the perpetrator sitting here? Is it like a kid who's like, oh, I'm going to fuck with people or whatever? It's not that. Like, you don't see anybody that's like, you know, like really paying attention to everybody. They just kind of, and everybody seems really on edge. You do notice that. It's more than you would expect for something like this. What was the highest?
19.
19. Yeah, that's pretty good about where you're at.
I will approach them over here.
I don't know you. Who are you?
I'm Vitrus. I'm in town due to the professor's passing.
One of those. Okay.
Yes. This is a very strange occurrence. Does this happen often?
Yeah. Which is why I'm here. What's going on?
We're in town. I'm more than willing to assist if you need help.
What are you saying?
We are staying at the professor's former house. Kendra's house now.
Okay. Well, if I need any help, I'll look you up.
I
didn't catch your name, sir.
I know you didn't. Benjam.
Sheriff, I too would be willing to help. I've often worked in the capacity of a deputy of Ian and Ved.
Okay. Okay, well, I will keep you in mind. What about you, young man?
I'd rather you didn't keep me in mind, then.
Good enough. I mean, the other two were offering, I just needed to chat. He doesn't seem at all put off that you don't want anything to do with him. He's just like, very well.
How's your seat here? How about you?
Later on, he's going to be the one who gets contacted.
These two were too eager.
They must be up to something.
You have a fair amount of flexibility to run loose.
So, just around the town, is there anybody that looks like they need assistance with just about anything? kind of what I do, just go out among the peoples and help them with their work and spread the word of Aristella as I'm helping them with their work.
Most of the people here, if they don't follow like Aristotle or Erasmo, that seems to be the two biggest faiths. I know Erasmo has really big presence in the town, so
I can farming or herding or anything like that, I'd be happy to talk to those people. Those are my people.
Nobody's like running out to like. Everybody's really guarded.
Yeah, I'm just keeping my eye out for anybody that I could.
The town seems pretty quiet, all things considered.
Are we kind of talking like small town, they've got better things to do quiet? Or are we talking like openly, probably avoiding the new people walking around town?
Openly avoiding the new people. So you guys are staying right here. And this spot in the center of, like, this is the thing. That's the statue in the center that was desecrated. And it's a small town, so, like, if you're looking for things, you can wander around and see what all is in town.
Yeah, that's kind of what we'll do.
So,
kind of see what's what.
Okay.
Do any of these buildings have obvious signs as to what they are in that little square?
Yes. Yes, they do. And they are, you have Town Square. You have, it's a posting board, basically. We're like, oh, I need help with so-and-so. So you can kind of see what things are there. There is the general store. There is the forge, which is obvious. It's open. There's the apothecaries in town. In that area, there's a town hall.
Well, then we did ask for stuff that's probably spread across 12 different pages.
There's the jail, the silk purse.
One of these things is not like the other. What's the silk purse?
Tavern or house. I believe the proper term is temple to cloister.
There we go.
No. Do you actually go in?
Yes, because, I mean, the others are obvious as to what they are. But this is just a silk purse, so.
I don't think you're going to be happy inside.
It is
probably not, but
so you have, there's a counter, and there's two people behind the counter, and it is not immediately obvious what this place is. There's no merchandise that you see. You can see a doorway that goes into the back. And you see, like, there's a small little case with, like, something kind of glittery in it. But they're just standing there. Can we help you?
Yes. I was curious as to what your role in the fine town might be.
We're moneylenders. Farming's a tough business. Expensive at times.
Thank you for your time.
Sure. Like, totally, like, eyeballing you the whole time, like, what you need?
Hey, we...
Okay. Yeah. And there is, let's see, there's an inn. The outward inn. That's kind of the square, as it were, of town. It's quaint. There's lots of farmland around it because that's how most towns are. If you have a town, you have to have enough farmlands for people. And yeah, that's aside from like town proper, a lot of the rest of it is farmland or these large manor houses sort of thing. It's kind of a strange setup. And then you see signs when you were wandering through town, like you got to a point where you saw like a sign that said Harrowstone, and you know, like to the south of town. There's the road that goes out of town to the south. So it comes through, and then at the north, it's, as soon as it comes into town, it splits and it goes around. And then south of there is where Harrowstone is, from what you've been able to tell.
As we're traveling around, is there anything we would notice? Because it sounds like they've got most of the things you have in a small town. Anything we notice is kind of out of place that you wouldn't expect to have in a small town?
An apothecary?
That one stuck out to me, but I didn't know if there was any others that we would notice.
No, not in town itself. The apothecary is probably the strangest one that you can think of. But that's just what it is. So while you guys are continuing to wander around town, the book club.
Yes.
So you spend the first day trying to make sense of some of the organization. You can. It will take quite a bit to get the whole, how he had everything laid out. It'll probably take you 2 days to basically catalog where things are in the house if you want to use it as a library. So.
So he doesn't have the Dewey Decimal System?
No, he does not use, he does not believe in the Dewey Decimal System. Remember, this is pre-Dewey Decimal. You know, so medieval libraries were really hectic and completely insane to try to use. Yeah. So, yeah, you can look forward to that. While you're looking through stuff, you're kind of cataloging stuff, you do run across a couple of pieces of information on the Whispering Way.
That would be my interest.
And if you want to go ahead and make a Knowledge Arcana and Knowledge Religion, you can use either one to research what you've found so far on the Whispering Way. Between what it has and what you know.
21.
Well, first you're like, you know that it's this really sinister organization of like necromancers, and they've been active in the Inner Sea region for thousands of years. And agents of the Whispering Way often seek alliances with various undead creatures, or are themselves undead. The Whispering Way's most notorious member was Tar Bafon, or as he is colloquially known, the Whispering Tyrant. Although the society itself has existed much longer than even that mighty necromancer. Also, the Whispering Way itself is a series of philosophies that can only be transferred via whispers. The philosophies are never written down or spoken of loudly, making the exact goals and natures of the secret philosophy difficult for outsiders to learn much about. And the last bit that you've been able to glean from his books that he has is the exact details in the society are difficult to discern, but chief among the Whispering Way's goals are discovering formula for creating liches and engineering the release of the Whispering Tyrant. Agents often travel to remote sites or areas plagued by notorious haunts or undead menaces to perform field research or even to capture unique monsters. Their symbol is a gagged skull. And those who learn too much of the secret, of the way's secrets, are often murdered, and their mouths mutilated to prevent their bodies from divulging secrets. And there is one thing that you did notice in hindsight about the professor. His jaw was broken. And by broken, I mean his whole head is crushed.
And
it's a small break.
Is it reasonable for me to put two and two together that
that's for you to decide?
I think it is.
If you believe that that's what's going on, you very well could. So that's what you do for that bit. Alcoholic brewer.
Mm-hmm.
What's you doing?
I'm taking a cask of liquor down to the bathroom.
A whole cask?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna start sharing with people.
Ah.
Mingling.
So you're going to the tavern and giving away free booze?
Yeah, we're in, yes. Well, first I'm gonna give a bunch to the owner.
Ah.
And then I'm gonna let him know.
Oh. Okay. Pull off the information of the best. It's a habit. Then you work that. Ah, the laughing demon.
The laughing demon.
The laughing demon.
I already like this one.
And this gentleman appears to be the proprietor, as he is behind the counter.
Well, hello there, good sir.
Hello.
I happen to have a sample of my most finest brew. I wanted to give it a try.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go ahead and just, seems like today my companions or the people I was with got off on the wrong foot with some of the locals, and I thought I could come down here and try to get in there with some people.
Okay. Well, you know, the best way to deal with the horrors that we need in this world is through a joke and a good drink. So what do you call this drink?
I call this drink a kicking mule.
Okay. All right. I can get behind this. Not very funny, but okay. Alright, so he takes a drink. Okay. I see what you mean by keeping you. Okay. So,
one last second one.
Out of character because I'm not Ben, and it would be more fun if it was asking.
He's like, so that's not bad. He goes in and starts mixing a few things together, and it's glowing.
Ooh.
He's like, got a kind of like a greenish. Like tint, it looks almost like, I mean, you can smell the liquor, but it smells like some kind of ale, but it's glowing. Yes, he's like,
obviously that's liquid.
That's liquid ghosts.
Liquid ghosts. Can I do an alchemy check before I drink it by the woods, or after?
I will allow it. Sixteen. It's not anything bad. It's just like some weird phosphorescent, like it's probably like little bits of like phosphorescent mushroom that are like really finely ground up and like mixed in. So it looks like this, but it doesn't. It's not going to hurt you. And it's a fairly sweet pale ale.
That's pretty good. Kind of sweet.
Yeah. So, what can I get for you?
Well, I brought my own liquor. I'm just trying to find out your own. Oh, do you have anything else besides the, what do you call it, the ghost?
Liquid ghost.
Liquid ghost, thank you.
Well, I mean, what are you in the mood for?
Alcohol.
That's it. But, what's your budget?
I can probably afford to do that.
Okay. So he goes back under, mixes a couple of things, slams it down, and it looks like thick blood. And it's kind of bubbling a little bit.
Yeah. Pot of blood. Pot of blood.
Here's the twist. It's an actual pot of blood. It's not. It's some kind of brandy with like honey and other weird stuff, and then like something red to make it like blood, and it's cold.
Cold.
Yeah.
You got ice back there?
No. It's a trick.
And by something that red means death.
Could be.
Somebody very cold hearted. He got the blood. Did Petros come here a lot?
He comes in from time to time.
It's not often. I mean, he kind of stuck to his house.
Yeah. The world gathered forever day that even though he lived here, he seemed to anger a few people. He had his hands in different places. And...
Well, it's a tough place to live. We've had enough tragedies in this vicinity to choke a horse. Maybe it actually choked a horse. Over. But you get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So most everybody has been a lot more on edge recently than previously.
I bet. So you just been double stepped?
Sense motive.
15.
Does not appear to be lying in any of this. He seems genuine, and he seems very happy most of the time, but when he's talking about the change in the demeanor of the town and everything else, he does become a lot more somber about it.
How recently did this happen?
About a month, maybe a little less.
It's just like a despair throughout the town, or just a few people?
It's... the whole town?
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after the professor died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can handle it, you seem to be of fragile constitution. He says, you know, if you go down to Harrowstone right around sunset, you can hear the ghost of the old warden's wife wailing and sobbing about something from within those old ruins. She haunts a prison now, forever mourning her husband, attempting to frighten anyone who intrudes on the prison. You should go. I've heard it. Lots of people talk about it. Now everybody talks about it.
Is it like an everyday, every afternoon thing?
Well, it would be sundown, so I'm gonna guess it's at least once in a while. I've heard that a broken clock is still right twice a day. So I'm gonna guess that sundown happens at least once a day. So at least once every day, that's gonna be right.
At least once. Well, I guess I'll go sit down here for a minute.
All right. You notice while you're sitting there talking with him, there's the menu. Like, there's a scrawled menu on the back. And, like, there's weird things. Like, there's vampire steaks and wolf balls. And, like, zombie brains.
Actually, I think I'll have a meal before I leave.
Okay.
Since the menu sounds pretty interesting.
What would you like?
The vampire steak.
Ah.
Extra rare.
That's the only way it comes. Okay. So he calls back in the back. He's like, I need some vampire steak. Make it raw. And you hear somebody yell from back there. And you hear pots and pans like banging. mean, it like almost like a joke. Like, nobody actually suspect they're burning pots and pans when they're baking or cooking something. I mean, it just doesn't happen. But it seems almost like a joke. It comes out, and it's... You see why it was possible that this was the... Because you see, like, this weird football-headed green thing come out, carrying a big plate. And he throws it up on the thing, and he's just like, la, 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 la. And he's got this big, nasty teeth, and he's just like, go in the back. Nobody likes you. It's a goblin.
I don't like you either.
He looks at you, flips you off, and walks back into the kitchen. And you, and then you hear, from back there, you just hear pots and pans banging. And you look at the plate, and it's like big chunks of beef, just like on a skewer.
I don't like that. Completely uncooked, though.
Completely uncooked, because he wanted it raw.
I'm just saying, extra rare. I got what I asked for.
Yeah.
I believe I'll take this to go.
Would you like a bloodproof bag?
Yes.
Those are expensive. You can just wrap it in some paper.
Oh, yeah.
He wraps it up for you to go.
I guess I'm going to go check out this screaming ghost of yours.
Oh, you're going to run off to do that right now alone. Awesome. Okay. It was midday. Kind of when you flew in and talked to him and stuff. It's been about maybe half an hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, I guess I'm about to prepare before sundown. So. So check out this apothecary then.
Jominda's apothecary. Walk in and you see a late 30s female human. Not dressed out of the ordinary. I mean, she's dressed like any other person in town, just fairly common clothes. And she's like, can I help you?
Just going to check out while you're here.
Well, what exactly were you looking for?
Just browsing. Get him. Lay out of the place, lay out of the land. We're here earlier for the funeral.
Shame.
He's a pretty decent guy. I want to go here.
Long enough?
Did you know him pretty well? Did he come in here often?
He come in from time to time.
Did he ever have any strange requests?
I'm in the pot, Karen. There's always a strange request.
That's all you like, strange for you.
No, nothing like that. It's... I sell and create alchemical items. Mm-hmm. People will come in because their wee-wee doesn't work right. And they want me to fix it. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. And then you have some people that come in here and think that I'm making poisons. I mean, I can, but I don't.
I can probably show you making trouble.
Yeah, you might be able to. As you can see, most of my stock is what it is. And you actually start to take a look around at this point, and you realize that she's got a really well-stocked shop where you could make almost by half the things that you know how to make just readily available here. And maybe some things that, you know, are questionable. And you also see like finished things like tanglefoot bags and, you know, alchemist fire. Like, they're here. They're not labeled like that. You know what they are.
Yeah.
But they're also behind like a case. So you can't just like grab a hold of an alchemist fire. But you can tell what they are. This is somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, you're pretty talented.
thanks.
It looks like you know your way around ocean, maybe?
Really?
Well, I've been known to dabble. Well,
no, but that was with your collection here.
Oh, this is
I can name a dozen things I can make within minutes.
Oh, really?
There's all sorts of stuff I can make. What would you like to know?
You said you could make it. I'm just curious what all you think you could make. I mean, most of this is just herb stuff.
I probably could make another person too. Maybe something to kind of make your vision go away or hard of hearing a little bit. I don't want to fix that.
Maybe really?
Other thing.
Okay. Well, you know, if you ever feel froggy,
I'll be back.
Please, when we're open. Okay. Well, you know. All right, then. I guess I'll see you later.
Yeah.
At this point, the day is starting to wrap up. You guys have been out for a while now. And you all kind of head back towards the house at this point.
Seize the GM is released under your Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike 4.0 International License. All copyrighted material referenced herein is held by their respective owners. No infringement intended, and no claim of ownership is implied. The music for the show is Dark Times by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com, and it is released under a Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license.